Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io. .io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Right.
Hi.
Who's excited?
How are you?
Well, actually, we have a chance to cause a little trouble in a moment, if you want to.
Oh, always.
Okay, I'll explain that. I don't know if you got the actual sample ballot came in the mail yesterday for the June 7th primary.
No, I don't know if we did or not.
Yeah, not the ballot itself, just the sample ballot.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's all, well, we will have a voter guide of some kind. It's all the national. It's all the statewide offices, governor, lieutenant governor, and then you have the assembly people and the state senate, and then you have, of course, judge after judge is on my ballot. It must be 7, 8, 9 of them. Mm. Superior Court judges, we can't really help people with that one too much.
I don't
somehow
know.
They make the news and they like go into the dumpster.
Yeah, or you know, they end up being a child molester. That helps.
Yeah, right. Like our Orange County judge years ago that we went after because he was like little boys.
Yeah, absent a guy having a predilection for little boys, it's tough to differentiate these people.
All right, so I see it here now. Yesterday, you found a story where a list of U.S. mayors signed a letter to Senate leaders like Chuck Schumer vouching for Garcetti to become the next ambassador to India.
Yes.
You recall that on the show?
Yes, it was London Green.
And you found
Green.
That in the El Segundo Times, it looks like.
Yes, I did. It was in a political column buried way at the end.
Contributed by our friend Dakota Smith, it says here.
I don't remember, but yeah.
Yeah, because I just downloaded the link that you had sent. And the reason I'm doing this is that we heard from an audience member by the name of Kenneth Cram. I like the name. Dear John and Ken, may I receive an email copy of the letter cited during the second hour of your May 3rd show? I'm a resident of Riverside, and the Riverside mayor's assistant stated she did not sign this letter. My search of the internet did not reveal this letter. So I downloaded it again, and I scrolled and I scrolled, and sure enough, there she is, Patricia Locke Dawson, mayor of Riverside. And then I went, because, you know, we're thorough, right? Maybe it's not Riverside, California. You see, did you think
of
that, John?
Sure, it could be.
It is. It is Riverside. She is the mayor of Riverside, California.
So she is...
I hope Kenneth looks into this. It's from the El Segundo Times. Sorry, the LA Times. Dakota Smith. I don't know where you saw it. You saw it online, I guess.
It was a political story online, and I found it by accident. I was just scrolling through it, and at the bottom were some like quick political notes, paragraph at a time. Right. And it was just luck because I just kept going all the way to the end of the story and I found these random notes that the writer had attached to the main story.
Well, this is why I like to say we can cause trouble now. We don't know Kenneth Cram and whether or not he called the right person or spoke to the right person, right? So, but I'm going to send him to the right place. Well, we can get a hold of a copy of this letter and maybe confront them because I don't think that's right. If somebody calls up and says, really, you signed the letter supporting the mayor of L.A.? Well, I'm a Riverside resident, and maybe I'm not happy about that. And then, no, that didn't happen? I mean, her name is right here.
It is. I mean,
did somebody send out her name on her behalf and not tell her or not tell the assistant?
That's really possible. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if she didn't know.
Is that right?
Yeah, because staff members just do stuff. You know, you get a phone call from the Garcetti hack who says, hey, can you do me a favor? Is it okay? We'll use your boss's. And you know, the hack for the Riverside mayor is, probably doesn't even know what it's about. Maybe the Garcetti person doesn't even explain. It's like, hey, you know, we just need a letter of support for the Senate. You mind if we put her name on? Yeah, sure, go ahead. And nobody thinks twice about it, right? Because it's all just nonsense. It's all these resolution letters of affirmation and support. It's just the feces that passes through the intestine every day in politics. And so it could be that she doesn't know.
I just found it interesting that there was a denial, and maybe it's one of those situations where, no one will see this, so sure.
It could
get
be
buried in the it very political well could be wasteland that. Of a dopey letter to Chuck Schumer and Robert Menendez and Mitch McConnell and James Risch.
It's very possible it's that. Maybe more likely it's that she just did it, figured nobody would know the difference. She'd have a little goodwill towards Garcetti, and who's going to care?
Right.
Because that is kind of a weird thing to even make the paper to begin with.
It is. Well, it is and it isn't. It's the El Segundo Times' way of telling their readers, look, Garcetti's nomination isn't dead. Look at all this support he has from fellow mayors. They're standing behind him proud and strong. And the funny thing is, you know what the main emphasis of the letter was? He's a leader in climate change, which I just found funny.
Well,
yes, he should go to India. I realize that India is contributing to the carbon and the climate, but it's just a funny kind of reason.
And the letter doesn't mention the reason that they have to write the letter is that he covered up all the sexual harassment of his aide, Rick Jacobs.
Oh, yeah, well, that
otherwise he would have been approved by now. This is the hang-up. And so they write a letter about everything else except the charge against him.
They should have said something like, we believe the mayor when he says he did not witness, nor did he ever hear of this alleged sexual harassment.
Which shows you, though, that whole Me Too movement was a fraud at the time and is a fraud now. Because what are they saying? They don't believe Naomi Seligman? You're supposed to believe every woman's story.
Yeah.
And she said she witnessed it. She knew that Garcetti knew. 31 pages she has filed testifying that all this nonsense was going on. Are we suddenly not believing Naomi Seligman? I believe she's a woman, and you're supposed to believe all women. Oh, I see. Unless you're going after a left-wing progressive politician. Then it's like, well, we don't know for sure.
I know. That's been uncovered in several cases since the Me Too movement started.
If Garcetti was a conservative
politician,
they
temper their outrage when it's one of their own.
Right, exactly. Can you imagine all these phonies if it was a conservative politician getting caught in this kind of a scandal? They would never shut up. They're all phony. They're all fakes. Every last one of them. And all those mayors, most of those mayors on that list are disasters. Disasters.
Yeah, we don't know about the Riverside mayor, but...
Well, you know what? Now I'm wondering. Maybe she's a disaster, too. I mean, you line up... First of all, why would you line up with Garcetti anyway? Put the sex scandal aside. Garcetti? Has she been to L.A.? Has she seen? I mean, I haven't been to Riverside in a long time. Is Riverside like L.A., too? Does she have the same stupid progressive policies? I don't know anything about her.
But why would you
admire Garcetti? I mean,
they wanted to show, because there were several Southern California mayors, that the people out here who know him stand by him. I think the mayor of Santa Ana is on the list, too, and a couple of others.
Santa Ana's another disaster. they in the LA Times story, they only listed a handful of mayors, every single one of them a disaster. So I don't know. Is this an association of the worst mayors in American history? Is that the name of the organization?
Well, remember, he was the leader of the National Mayors Conference, and all they did was get together and discuss, what do we do about climate change? Yeah. What do we do about climate change?
They all knob-slotted.
Oh, he always touted this. It is.
Yeah, I know. He's a guy. I mean, you knew this kind of kid in school. They join all the organizations, and they're
and it's us for show.
Yeah, it's just for show.
Just to put it on the resume to say, look at me, I'm a leader.
They're the president of this and the secretary of that, and it's all the goody good organizations. It's, you know, the student government and the Model UN and what did they have? They had that stuff like this in my high school. I forget what they called it, but it was all goody good stuff where they pretended basically to be legislators or diplomats. Oh my God. And every one of those kids that got into it.
Like the schools that have their own UN kind of organization.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a Model UN thing. In Jersey growing up, there was something called Boys State that, you know, you could be nominated as a delegate and eventually go to the state capitol and there'd be a mini convention one weekend and you'd be a delegate at Boys State and all that.
Yeah.
And every kid who really got into that, was just a headache. Just this prissy, silly headache. Probably this day, they're all walking around wearing masks and telling other people to wear masks. It's that crowd.
On their knees in the halls of Washington, D.C., begging to be ambassador to India.
Yeah, exactly. Garcetti was that kid.
All right, when we come back, it's been a tough start to the year for black comedians on stage, Chris Rock, and of course, you probably heard by now, Dave Chappelle attacked at the Hollywood Bowl. With Chris Rock there, which is also strange. We'll get into the story and give you new details coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, so of course, the big story this morning, especially since it happened here in the L.A. area, was the Hollywood Bowl, where a man with a replica handgun with a knife blade ran on stage and tackled comedian Dave Chappelle during his performance. The man has been identified as Isaiah Lee. He apparently lives with his brothers in Redondo Beach. Did you see this one? And he was arrested some time ago and just said he was homeless. According to the New York Post, he's some kind of aspiring rapper. There we go.
And he had some rap song he did about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he called himself No Name Trapper. That's his rapper name.
No Name Trapper, the rapper?
I guess so. 6,000 monthly listeners. I don't know if they really listen. It's just a number, right?
I don't know what internet numbers mean.
One of the tracks is Born and Die in the Trap from this 2020 production. It's an album. And one of the tracks is called Dave Chappelle.
Well, this crackpot ran on stage and tackled Chappelle. And
of the lyrics, it says they were mumbled, but Lee at one point seemingly references getting into the Hollywood Bowl, which is exactly where he was last night to attack
Dave Chappelle. It was a Netflix concert. Netflix has a thing running called Netflix is a Joke. And so they had a bunch of comedians on last night, including Chris Rock, who had appeared earlier. Right. So this guy tackles Chappelle, and then a whole horde of people from backstage came, and they really just beat the crap out of this guy.
Yeah, he broke his arm, I think.
Yeah, because you could. Yeah, and he's all bloodied up in the face. And somebody shot the video from out in the audience, and got the tackle very clearly on stage, and then followed as the horde dragged this guy out, pushed him out, and then you could see this crowd backstage wasn't well lit, so it was hard to see what was going on. But you could tell they were giving him a serious beating.
He was
getting whomped.
From TMZ, it's kind of long. We'll just play as much of it as we want to.
Behind me on the DJ table is one of the most prolific producers that hip-hop has ever presented, the mighty Mad Lib. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for hip-hop history.
What was that?
It's the ruckus.
That's the microphone banging around the ground, and Chappelle's on the floor.
Some people thought this was part of the act at first.
I am going to kill that. Wait, I gotta see this.
Says I gotta see this, and Chappelle joins the crowd. Yeah, did he start punching him too?
I don't know. saw him getting pummeled by a crowd of security. The audience eventually boos the guy who's taken away in a stretcher.
Thank God that was clumsy. He's back there getting stomped.
Crowd's enjoying this.
Where did it come from?
Yeah, it's a big question.
Thank you, son. It was a trans man.
Was that Will Smith?
That's Chris Rock.
I thought it was you for a second. Hey, my man, he's a... Get that guy the out of here. We gotta have some fun. Hollywood Bowl, you owe me 10 minutes because your security caught me slipping. Y'all wanna rock? Get that, clean that mess up. Get that out of here. Don't do this on the stage. Get him the out of here. And an ambulance. Hold on. See what he's doing. I'm gonna see if this has a statement.
It's a statement.
Oh, now everybody comes out for the curtain call. Shout out to Jamie Foxx, by the way. Jamie, where you at?
Yeah, homie Foxx ran up there too.
Jamie, hold up.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx was wailing away on him too.
Make some noise for Foxx.
He got beat up by All-Stars.
Whenever you're in trouble,
Chris Rock was there.
Jamie Foxx would show up in a sheriff's hat. Turn the mic up.
What the
heck? I thought that was part of the show. I don't know what the f- I grabbed the back of his head. His hair was spongy. Absorbent.
Listen, I just want to say, man, I've had an incredible time. This man is an absolute genius. We got to make sure we protect him at all times, man. This is what it's about. For every comedian that comes out here, man, this means everything, man. You're a genius. You're a legend. I enjoyed myself thoroughly, and we're not going to let nothing happen to you.
Right.
Give it up. This is the show. Wait.
All right, there you go. It's a compilation of audio
from
last night's cast.
I've been doing this 35
years. Wait.
I just stomped the backstage. Always wanted to do that.
That's Chappelle saying he always wanted to stomp one backstage.
Stomp what?
Stomp someone.
Oh, stomp someone.
Yeah, I think he was
a heckler.
He was part. Yeah, he was part of the stomping committee there. That
well, he's more than a heckler. He's a tackler.
Yeah, they beat the crap out of him.
Well, good. Apparently, this guy's got an album. One of the songs seems to praise Trump.
Yeah,
MAGA, my N-word. Why is everybody always hating on my president? But we don't know what kind of mental illness or
what
his real reason was making his way to the Hollywood Bowl. Of course, a lot of questions about the security now and how he got in with his replica gun with a knife attached to it and how he got so close to jump on the stage.
Well, they do have metal detectors usually to get into the Hollywood Bowl.
I haven't been in years. They do.
Yeah, they do. And because it makes for really long, slow lines.
Right. Well, it didn't work then.
It didn't pick up the knife.
I guess not.
I don't know what the gun was made of. Maybe the gun was made of plastic. I don't know. It's pretty. See, this is what Will Smith started. That's what everybody was afraid of. Because now the barrier's been broken. The taboo has been violated. Now we're going to have all kinds of crackpot lunatics rushing the stage to beat up the celebrity.
Everybody's a star. Yeah. Now they want to be part of the show, too. Well, Will Smith was another star when he went up and smacked Chris Rock.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up.
Johnny Ken, KFI.
The day after tomorrow brings us back to the Moist Line. Leave your messages using the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app, represented by a little microphone. Or, of course, you can call our toll-free number. It's always there, always been there. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Again, the Sacramento County DA, Anne-Marie Schubert, will be with us after 3 o'clock. She's running for Attorney General. She'll be accompanied by Eric Sadal, who's with the L.A. County Association of Deputy District Attorneys. And of course, they've been bugged by Gascon all this time. And Anne-Marie, of course, is our pick for the Attorney General. We would like to knock out the incumbent appointed by Gavin Newsom, Rob Bonta, who pretty much shares the same policies as DAs like George Gascon and Chesa Boudin up in San Francisco. We'll get into all this after the news at 3 o'clock. Well, wasting no time at all. And the one thing that I think bothers me above everything else, and this may seem weird to some listeners, maybe not John so much, that this Supreme Court document leak has really annoyed me. It's unleashed these annoying one-issue Democrats. Did you hear Kamala Harris today?
Apparently, yeah, I did.
Scrapped the speech she was to read at some women's health event, and she just tried to do this over-the-top anger over the Supreme Court and a woman's right to choose. And the other buffoon that's jumping on this immediately because he really believes he has a shot at being your president. No, this is serious.
No, I know.
His handlers are aiming him in this direction. If he has handlers, I don't know. With Newsom, who knows? But he is now ignoring, of course, everything going on in the state and positioning himself nationally by jumping out there whenever he can on an issue that's getting national attention, like the Supreme Court document leak. So they planned a press conference here in L.A. Comes all the way down here with his entourage just to rail about all this. It's nonsense. We have a couple of minutes of his over-the-top. I guess he went to Planned Parenthood, of course. Why not?
Yeah, yeah. One of the headlines says, Newsom goes scorched earth.
Yeah, on Ron DeSantis, Joe Manchin, the Democratic Party, more over Roe v. Wade news.
Okay.
And the reason the writer put Democratic Party in there, and this is where I feel the real important part is, he's actually angry with his own party for not jumping out and screaming more about this stuff. This is his way of saying, here it is right here. Where is the Democrat Party? Where's the party? Why aren't we standing up more firmly, more resolutely? He's trying to say, look at me. I'm your guy, right?
Right. I'm more woke than you are. I'm
Biden's
more
senile.
Woke.
Kamala Harris is a fool. I'm the man.
Yeah.
Let's talk about 2024 here.
Right. I'm not a fool.
All right, let's play. What do we have? About 2 minutes.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
How about those folks that can't even afford a Greyhound bus ticket? How about all of those women and girls raped in states where they don't even make an exception for rape? Talk about extremists. Rape and incest. That's how extreme the Republican Party is in the United States of America. You want extremism. Rape and incest. They don't even make an exception.
He's just keep repeating himself.
How many young women and girls? Maybe someone you know or love finds out 6 weeks and a day later, 15 weeks and a day later, that they're pregnant. They don't have the ability, the money to come to another state. It's not about strengthening the family. I'll end on this. I also find it just the height of perversity and absurdity that these folks, A, lay claim to freedom, but perhaps more insidiously suggest that
what?
They're pro-life.
Hmm?
When every single one of these folks that are out there trumpeting and championing this decision have consistently opposed prenatal care support, consistently opposed child care, consistently opposed paid family leave, consistently oppose all things to actually strengthen the family.
Stop this a second.
I don't know what he's babbling about.
I do. This is a common talking point that I've seen several times today.
Oh.
How could you be pro-life and at the same time against all these government programs to help mothers with prenatal care and child care and this
oh,
and
government
that?
Handout program,
government right. Handouts. Like, well, people who are against abortion, the bottom line is they think a fetus is a human being and has a right to exist, has a right not to be killed. Now, you may disagree with that, but that's where it comes from. You know, you've got something in the womb that has a heartbeat, brain activity, and is moving. So, you know, it seems to be a human being in there. Not one that can live on its own, but there's something living, and you are pushing to kill it, okay? That's fine. And that's where the real debate is. It's got nothing to do with how many government welfare programs a person is supposed to support. It's like you think a fetus is a human being. You want to protect that human being's life. Separately, how much money should taxpayers spend on people who have kids that they can't afford to take care of through their own irresponsibility? And I know he wants to shout about rape and incest. I mean, seriously, how many pregnancies come out of incest in a given year? Most of it comes from irresponsible, unprotected sex that is easily preventable 98% of the time with a condom. Yeah. In fact, you know, here's a spending program we should all get behind. Just why don't we airdrop millions of condoms into neighborhoods around the country? Because that's all you got to do.
Then he would rant that you're against. These conservative Republicans are against giving out condoms.
Nah,
fight those
you know
programs,
what? I think
they fight any kind of planning.
I think the airdrop of condoms pretty much solves the issue. Not to mention that the morning after abortion pill has helped dramatically reduce the number of abortions in this country. Because you do take it the morning after. And
of the extremist crowds against that too.
Yeah, well, the extremists, by their definition, always have extreme viewpoints. But I'm talking about mainstream people. A lot of mainstream people have come to terms with, like, hey, you know, you take the pills if you think you're pregnant, and you know that solves that problem. Or, by the way, is there any parent, if you have the kind of relationship where you could talk to your kids, not recommended condoms? I mean, isn't that standard? Isn't that something everybody knows? Don't they even teach that in the public schools? So, but you know, between condoms and morning after birth control pills, why is this even an issue?
But if those things fail, I mean, is it too harsh to say that in a number of circumstances, we are better off if there's an abortion for a family that's not going to take care of a child? There's too many unwanted children. There's too many children that get into trouble with the law and otherwise because they had parents that should not have been parents. Hey,
sure, you can always make those arguments. You're still killing something. Why doesn't the other side just admit it's like, okay, we have to kill fetuses every once in a while. It's necessary. But they won't say it. They cover it up with all kinds of euphemisms. Well, you know, I'm just pro-choice. It's like, just stop. Bottom line is you have a dead fetus at the end.
I don't think any side should be celebrating any of this or screaming so loud about any of this.
No.
But it really is a private decision. And the fact that it is still going to be allowed in some states and not in others is just what we're going to have to live with that.
Do we have more Newsom? Because he goes after more.
How much is left, Eric?
Strengthen the family and provide the support for someone to live their lives out loud, to support working moms. Consistently, the one group of people that over and over and over again oppose all of those supports, and they claim to be pro-life, they're pro-birth. That's all this is about.
Hmm? Oh, I see. Because right,
pro-birth.
Because they're anti-abortion, they're pro-birth, but they're just about having the baby, but not doing anything to help the woman take care of the baby.
I would like to have been with Newsom. He has four kids, and when he was with his wife. See, the sonogram changed everything. 50 years ago when they wrote this bill, nobody really knew what was going on in the womb, right? It was a surprise when a baby came out. You didn't know if it was a male or a female or what condition the baby was in, whether it was going to come out, you know, disabled or not. You didn't know. Everything was a surprise. Sometimes it was a bad surprise. And then the sonogram revealed, and I went through this three times, Newsom went through it four times. It's like pretty early on, you say, wow, that thing's moving. It's moving around. It's got a heartbeat. It's reacting to things.
Well, so how many weeks is that, though?
They can detect a fetal heartbeat, I think.
6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah.
Apparently, most of America is 15 weeks. That's where they don't want any more abortion. Yeah. I saw a poll.
Certainly at 15 weeks. And so I'm just saying, Gavin, when you were in the room with your wife and looking at your child on the sonogram, would you tell your wife, oh, that's not alive there? Would you say that? There's nothing living in the womb there. That's not a human being. I mean, he's such a phony. He knows full well when he was standing with his wife looking at the sonogram, he was consumed with joy because he was seeing a living creature that he and his wife had made. Now, you may decide that other people should be allowed to kill the fetus, but don't stand there and tell me that you didn't think that was a live human being when you saw your own child on the sonogram. You're a liar.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
There's some more from Newsom I wanted to read because we didn't apparently get the audio. Newsom appeared today at a press conference in L.A. at Planned Parenthood. This is only because this is the consummate hack politician. He's trying to position himself nationally to run for president. You may laugh, but this is actually what's going on.
Oh,
and it has been for the past several months, ever since he survived the recall. He's not worried, of course, about getting reelected in November. It's all about positioning himself for the next job, which he believes should be the presidency, whether it's in 24 or 28, who knows. So he used this opportunity today to rail about the Supreme Court draft opinion that was released over Roe versus Wade. He apparently said, this has never happened before in our lifetimes. They're taking away rights that have been affirmed over and over again and well-established. Wake up, America. Wake up to who you're electing. And then he said of the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, and I guess he jokingly mispronounced his name, DeSantis, has anyone been paying attention to what the hell's happening in this country in the past 6 to 9 months? And I looked at that line, it's in quotes, and I said, have you looked at what's happened in this state since you've been governor and even before that, the last 7 to 8 years? Beginning with what we're going to talk about next hour, this criminal justice reform nonsense, and then the homelessness issue.
Let's look at San Francisco 20 years ago and today. Let's go back to the day before he became mayor of San Francisco. Now let's look at San Francisco today. After he was mayor for, 8 years, then lieutenant governor and governor, 20 years of Gavin Newsom being in charge.
And I think over and over again, you know, while this whole Roe v. Wade thing is interesting to talk about, it doesn't affect most people's day-to-day lives. What does is things like inflation, the economy, whether there's crime down the street, whether there's a homeless encampment on the corner, and politicians like this hack, because they're useless when it comes to those problems. So now all they want to do is, you know, dust off their national appeal and jump right on a bandwagon issue.
Except
like this one.
You know what? It's not going to do any good. Inflation overwhelmingly is what's going to drive the voting patterns. In fact, there was a story today that most of the inside Democratic strategists said, this is nice to have this issue just to change the subject for 5 minutes, but it's going to be the inflation rate that's going to, going to concern voting.
I'm reminded of when Antonin Scalia died. Remember that?
Yeah.
And they were going to hold off replacing him. Obama was president then. And everyone's like, oh, this is going to drive the election in November.
It doesn't.
They're preventing a Supreme Court justice from being nominated by the sitting president. It did not.
No.
It had no impact.
People don't track the Supreme
Court.
And Trump
won the election.
People don't track the Supreme Court that closely, most of them. In fact, I saw today that Democrats and Republicans both have about the same approval rating of the Supreme Court. They generally like the institution, generally trust the institution. However, all you read about in the news are the crazy activists who have their whatever whack job issue that they're pounding day and night. But most people don't follow it. Most people really, it sounds like a cliche, they're worried how much their food costs and how much the gas costs. That's number one.
Because that's day-to-day what you live with.
In most kitchens. And
right. A lot of these topics like climate change and abortion, they're for people that have things pretty well off and they can afford to just, they're the elites who can sit there and ponder the universe.
One of the Democratic strategists, in a rare burst of rational thinking, said, she goes, I think, you know, we tend to push issues that we want people to care about instead of the issues they actually care about.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and that is the crux of this. Most of the stuff from progressives is not things that normal people care about, think about, talk about. They don't talk about LGBTQ rights all day. They don't talk about transgenders. Nobody I know does. They don't talk about climate change. They don't. Everyone's talking about the gas prices. Everyone's talking about the price of beef when you go to the market.
And they're talking about homelessness or crime.
There was a Fox News poll today, which the Republicans have about a 7% advantage in the congressional vote right now.
And that would translate to about 44 House seats changing hands from Democrat to Republican and 11 Senate seats. And that's what you're fighting against. You're fighting against because the economic situation is so terrible in this country with the inflation that the Democrats are getting whomped. And if they think that they're going to gain any ground by screaming about aborting fetuses, no.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Those
81 million people voted for Biden. I mean, that was an incredible number. And maybe you believe some of it's fake. But they want those people to come back this November and vote again, you see? And that doesn't usually happen.
They're not. Because at that time, at least we had a rebounding economy. That was looking very well, very optimistic. The stock market was doing way better. And now what you have is people are losing ground rapidly. And that makes for a very sour population.
When we come back, we'll be talking to the Sacramento County District Attorney, Ann Marie Schubert. She's running as no party preference, not Republican or Democrat, for Attorney General of California.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.